My favorite time of year was the Miracle of the Roses, when the streets filled with peasants and saints in roses. For 2 weeks every December, the town would be alive with excitement and anticipation. We children would go to the little red schoolhouse to practice our lines and be fitted for our costumes. The hero Juan Diego looked so handsome in his tunic, and the lucky girl chosen to play Our Lady of Guadalupe herself would look beautiful in her shiny blue robes. All the women would gather at the mission down the street, gossiping and smoking for days as they tirelessly cut, folded, twisted, and attached hundreds and hundreds of tissue paper roses. There were so many of them, and so carefully made, that on the parade floats, you would almost swear they were real. Everywhere, people were busy building sets, painting icons, cleaning streets, setting up tents, and making refreshments for the big day. On the night of the pageant, we would gather at the schoolhouse and put on the costumes. We paint our skin dark and put on itchy robes, and then our march of saints and soldiers, priests and peasants would make our way through town, ending at the performance at Scottsdale High School. Nervously, we would act out the Miracle of the Roses. We listened on stage as Juan Diego told us how he met with the Virgin Mary in the field, how she asked him to build a church for her, how the priests in the village mocked him when he told them how she made roses bloom suddenly in the wintry field as proof for him to take, and how when he presented the roses to the priest, his rose bore the image of the lady herself. When the pageant was over and the curtain closed, when the refreshments were eaten and the drinks were drunk, when the Virgin Mary had been returned to her home in the old church, we would sit and talk about all we had seen and done. It was almost a miracle. It went so well.